Hi guys, and welcome to today's podcast, where I'm joined by Mr. Nix Lee. I'm sure Nix needs no introduction to many people in the SEO community. He's always about somewhere on your Facebook or on your videos. He's either watching you, stalking you, or interacting with you, but he's well known in the industry, based over in Kuala Lumpur. And I'll actually tell you guys a bit of a funny story. I just assumed, blindly assumed, which is stupid, never assume, but I just assumed Nix was a guy in America who'd done traditional PR, just got you in the newspapers and you know, the old traditional PR. Now, don't ask me why I came to that conclusion. I think it was just the snippets of things that I seen Nix talk about made me jump to that assumption. And then when he told me what he really done for a living, I was like, why did you not fucking tell me that? So that is the purpose of podcasts. That's why we've got guys like Nix on to talk about what he does in more detail. But anyone who doesn't know you, Nix, can you give us a bit of background on how you came to be the PR guy? You know, what, how long have you been in the industry? What have you done in the lead up to that?
So for those who don't know who I am, my name is Nix Lee. I'm from Spine PR. I've started this, I wouldn't call it an agency because I kind of hate that word agency. But I started this business or this service providing PR 7 years ago. So before that, I ran two agencies, two full suit digital agencies. So we did 360, we did ads, offline, online campaigns and all that. And I sold those two agencies off a couple of years back. And I took a sabbatical and I came into the business again doing PR. The reason I started doing PR was because at 7 years ago, trying to do digital PR was pretty difficult. And a lot of companies couldn't give us, I mean, when I was running the digital agencies, right, we wanted to use a lot of PR because we knew that PR was fundamental in our digital strategies. The problem was when we approached all the traditional PR agencies, they couldn't give us the mass that we wanted. They couldn't measure for us. They couldn't tell us whether a campaign that we run was effective because of the PR. They couldn't give us the data. They couldn't give us the links, nothing. So when I saw my agency, I told myself, look, I want to start a PR agency. But it didn't happen after a year plus. Then was kind of dipping my feet into it, was testing out certain networks and publishers and all. But then eventually just grew to, and eventually now 7 years, we're still doing PR and kind of focus on PR completely and never look back, because it's an exciting industry now, especially 2020 with the COVID thing and all. Digital PR has taken a front line from advertising, and that makes me excited because there's so much I can do with PR. So there you go.
There is. And that's another thing that we want to talk about, Nix, is obviously there's so much you can do with PR. It's not just about SEOs using you for links. There's reputation management, brand awareness, a whole bunch of other stuff that PR can be used for. And I think obviously brand building and stuff's your you know, key thing. If you're building a brand, you're going to need some PR. It's not enough to build backlinks. So building a brand through PR is obviously a service that people have used for many, many years, you know, using the press and magazines and all of that kind of stuff. But primarily, we have a whole bunch of guys who are into digital marketing. So the first side of things I want to talk about is how PR works for SEOs. Obviously, we'd want to talk about the benefits and how it all works so that people understand it. Because I know sometimes there's guys that say to me, like, wow, you know, you really know a guy that does all this stuff? And you're like, yeah, that's what he does all day, every day. But, you know, link building, SEOs always talk about outreach, buying links, guest posts, you know, PBNs and all that stuff, which is all fine. It's all good strategies. Not at all am I going to dismiss that. But another great part of the mix is the digital side of PR. You know, you going to a guy like you to submit good press releases on you, which can also have that brand impact, but we're doing it for Link Juice. So, you know, what I want to ask you, and obviously to relay to the audience, is, you know, people always say to me, where do you go? How much should you do? You know, so if a guy comes to you and he's doing a campaign, people always say, how many gigs should I buy off this guy? Or how many links should I be looking to acquire? Or and that's not quite how PR works, is it? Like, you create a story, you're going to do your research, create a story, and you put it out, and it might get 4 links, it might get 44 links, depending on the quality of that story. Is that right?
Yes, something like that. So, okay, so in terms of how a PR works, okay, just let's talk from an SEO point of view, right? So an SEO point of view, what typically a client or a digital agency or an SEO agency who comes to us to buy it, they're basically just buying links from us, right? And so the first question they ask us is like, is your link do follow? Is your link no follow? And we are one of the, and I think we're one of the few in the industry who give do follow links, real do follow links from really good news sites because of the 7 years of relationship that we have with these publishers. And so we kind of, and the volume that we kind of push up on a monthly basis gave us kind of a special privilege with these publishers where we can dictate, say, look, I want this amount of do follow links and I want this amount of no follow links. That's one of the privileges that we have. So a typical SEO agency that comes to us will say, look, I want to, I have a site. I've done my audit. I've done my on page. I've done my whatever backlinks, content, and everything, right? I've done my keyword research and it just doesn't want to move. It's just stuck on the page, on the bottom of page 2 or the bottom of page 1. And in most cases, right, launching one PR might boost up that particular domain or authority and gives it that little bit boost. In most cases it works, but in some cases it doesn't work. And the reason why it doesn't work is because agencies or SEO who tell me that they have their on page on spot and they've done it usually have not done it well. And we all know that, right? It's always some tweak on page and it works. So we have a team in-house that does audit for free for clients and agencies because of that. And we don't tell them that we do the audits. We just do an audit for them. And before we send the PR out, we tell them, look, hey, maybe you want to tweak your H1. Maybe you want to tweak your title. Maybe you want to tweak your content. And they say, no, we have done it. We say, yeah, but maybe you just tweak it. And whenever they do that, it just goes up. But of course, we don't get the praise for the audit because we don't tell anybody we did the audit. But we do an audit just to help them out, right? So in one case, that is how a PR can be used. And another way is that some agencies or some of them who do good SEO would launch 4 PR a month, 1 PR a week, and it doesn't affect their site in any way. There isn't any penalties. It doesn't cause any problems, and the site just skyrockets. These companies who do really good SEO know what they're doing. They launch 4 PRs a month. And I know in the industry, and I know me saying this to you, a lot of SEO will roll up their eyes and say, this is crazy. Nobody launches 4 PR a month. You get 200 over backlinks and you're going to do that, you're crazy. It is not, because the way the PR has been optimized for each campaign and for each launch is done perfectly well. For example, it could be something just to dilute a link. It could be something just for GMB. It could be something just for authority. It could be something just for brand. So you can launch 4 PR a month and it doesn't affect you in any way that is bad, but good. So it's just a matter of how you optimize each PR. And that is something that we've been doing consistently, meaning, like, I mean, I watch a lot of your videos. I consume a lot of your videos and I consume a lot of these, the market, I mean, all the groups. I look at what they are writing. I look at what, I mean, most of my time is spent that way, right? Just looking what everybody is saying, all the gurus and all the good guys and all the people who are in the market, in the industry, what are they saying? And we take all that down, we download all that. And on a Friday, every Friday, They look at all the information and he says, this is crap, this is crap, this is crap, this don't work. All right. And then the next week we test everything all and you see, okay, this works. Wow, yeah, this works. Okay, okay, this works. Okay, this optimization works. So we are constantly testing our optimization of each PR that we send out on a pretty much nearly daily basis. Like for example, a GMB. We would use a CID link, we would use a GPage link, we would put a Google My Business page, a link, and we just kind of test each variations of the PR and see what works better and what gives it a better boost. Is building traffic via a PR good for a GMB? Is putting just a naked URL good for a GMB? Is linking a keyword to the CID good for a GMB? So we do a lot of these tests, and of course, I can't tell you whatever we're doing inside, but once we get something that's working well, we'll test it and we'll run it for a couple of months. But we know the SEO industry changes, everything changes so fast. Like, for example, like we learned something today and in another month it's gone. It's gone down the drain, like it's obsolete, right? So
yeah.
So that's the challenge, right? Yeah.
Well, no, I like what you're saying in terms of, you know, the CID URL, because someone might just do a map embed there when the CID URL is going to work a lot better, in my opinion. Yeah. So things like that are going to make you stand out from the crowd. I quite like that approach to it because you are trying and testing different stuff. And it's not the PR. Well, of course, the PR works well, but also to further optimize that by sending, you know, any links that you do get through PR to the right places, and using the right anchor text, whether it's a naked URL, brand URL, or whatever you're doing, is all things that can have an impact. And I like what you've said there in terms of, you know, also educating yourself as to what's working and what's not in the industry, so that any PR that you do does pack that punch, so to speak, for the client. So I love that. Yeah. I love the way that you're doing that. But obviously, you're saying you're trying and testing different stuff all the time, and you know, you're putting stuff up there and saying that shit, that shit, that shit. Now, can you share with us just one or two tips of things that people are saying that you think doesn't work? Obviously, there's loads of people out there with different, you know, opinions and stuff like that. You know, in terms of whether you use branded text, naked URLs, what is really working well for you? Just look one or two things, because as you say, you try and test a lot of things and some of it is absolute bullshit. Like, you know, does sending traffic to that CID URL have an impact, or, you know, whatever? So is there any kind of tips you can share with us that you find is working really well within your digital marketing digital PR campaigns?
Okay, so the PR works as a steroid for you, right? So you got to get all your foundations. So one thing we just need to be clear about this, the PR is just part of a small SEO strategy, or part of a small strategy that SEO can use. What the issue is this, right? Do not rely on the PR solely to give you a page one boost or overnight success for your GMB. It doesn't work that way. No amount of PR is going to work, right? If you give me a bad keyword, I can't work with it, all right? So if you give me a keyword like iPhone, there's no way I'm going to rank that. There's no way I'm going to use that, right? And we have rejected people, customers that come to us and says, I want to rank for iPhone. And I would just say, no, you're nuts. And I would not even launch a PR, because if I do that, you're not going to see any results. You're not even going to see a move. Okay, not even a milli move on your rankings, and you're going to blame, say, okay, your PR doesn't work. And that's what happens a lot. But one of the secrets that I can give out that is that we have tested is that in every PR title that you have, your keyword needs to be at the first part of the title. That's the secret I give you. That's one of the secrets that we give you. And if you have that, and if your keyword is done well, researched well, long tail, or the keyword that you're using is not highly competitive, and if you launch a PR with the keyword in the title, it doesn't even have to be in the body of the text of the PR. If this is in the title, because the PR that we give that we are sending out has so much of juice in it and do follow, you will rank for that keyword.
Yeah.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, but this one thing that a lot of agencies don't do, and probably after this meeting, they will start doing it for themselves. For their PR campaigns. All right.
Yeah.
But it's fine. Okay. Because we've got a lot of other strategies involved. But this is so something that if you were to run it, just say, a long tail keyword, right? And you put it on your title and you launch it, it's definitely going to rank. So this is what we used to do for launch jacking. I'm sure you heard of launch jacking for affiliate marketing.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So at one time when Google didn't ban all those top news, so you could kind of rank for top news for certain keywords when they mm-hmm. took it down after the election, after the I think the Obama or Trump election, they removed that top news feature. So we used to make tons of affiliate money based on launch jacking. So what we do is we will do a pre-launch launch and a post-launch, and we will just hijack those keywords just based on the PR. So usually when we launch a PR with that particular keyword long tail, that particular PR of ours will be up there for around 4 to 5 days. And then we'll launch another PR after that, and it will still stick up there for another 4 or 5 days. And then after launch, so we tend to make good money from affiliates when Google had that feature, and it still works. I'm sure it still works if you know how to do it well. And we also used to do news jacking, whereby we hijack certain keywords in the news in digital just for affiliate marketing, right? So. That's something at the site that we used to do. I mean, we still do it if the affiliate offer is pretty good, and we will still do it. But yeah, so those are the things that you can do. So I mean, having a good keyword essential. The first thing that we always tell everyone before you launch a PR is make sure you research your keyword. And I think, you have done a keyword research video, right? I think.
Yeah.
But I wish agencies and businesses and upcoming SEO would just follow the process of how to do proper keyword research. And if you do that and you launch a PR, it's definitely going to work for you. That's for sure.
Yeah. No, that's cool. So obviously, as we've covered, people come to you for stories and they get links from it from an SEO point of view. Something I do want to touch on, and it's something that's probably not that out there. People are still not thinking about this too much, but the reputation side of reputation management side of business, you know, I think that is where PR can work really well. But what I would also like to highlight to people is it's really important for you to cover page one and page two with your website, your social media, and any kind of positive articles that you can get from a guy like Nick or whoever. Because if someone does, and everyone has had a horrible customer or someone who says, I'm going to leave you a bad review, I don't like you, you're a prick, whatever. And I think what really annoys me is that customers are using that as a threat against a business now, which shouldn't be the case. But what I'd highlight to any business owner or anyone else out there is do some of that before anything bad happens. Don't just wait until someone publishes something about you. Take over the top three pages or two pages with positive stuff. Obviously, page one, the top half of it should primarily be your social media and your own website. But then... Yeah. You know, come to someone like Nick's and ask them just, you know, or any other PR. I'm not, you know, there's PRs all over the world, but we want you to use Nick's because he's a great guy. But someone comes to you, Nick's, and says to you, listen, dudes, I want some branding done, you know, just to, you know, get some high-powered websites that talk about me. To take over page two and page three. Can someone just come to you and just say, Nick, go away and do that without bothering much? You know, can you go away and just write up some articles, or do you need the client to be deeply involved with that?
No, we don't need them to be deeply involved. We just ask them a series of questions, though. We have some MI6 people here in our office. Some KGB guys who will go around and snooping around on your social, your LinkedIn, and they will compile all the data. Of course, they will ask you for a couple of codes and, you know, some information that you want to give. But most of the time, these guys will go around snooping around and getting all the information that they need from you. And they'll come up with a draft, right? And they'll send you a draft copy just to make sure that they got certain facts right. Like, for example, like how you thought I was from US and I was actually from Malaysia. So, you know, that kind of stuff, you know, just to get it right. Yeah, so then they will write for you. So the best PR for reputation management and for branding is the best, because it's not so much of an SEO thing, like you're running too many PR things, get your site will tank and all this kind of stuff. This is just basically basically getting your name out there as much as you can, as often as you can, and as frequent as you can. So you can launch 3 PRs, 4 PRs a month, right? We have clients who, we just got into the coaching niche. I'll share it, okay, the coaching niche. So the coaching niche, they need to build our credibility and authority, right? So EAT is, you know, EAT is now very important, right? We all know it's starting to come up and Google is spending a lot of time on EAT, right? So using EAT in our PR and how we, you know, to build your authority, your trustworthiness, and your expertise. So coaches now are doing this, and even agencies are doing this, right? They are launching like 3 to 4 PR every 2 months. So because the PR kind of gets purged sometimes around 5 to 6 months, unless you're doing some premium PRs like goes to Yahoo and AP News and all this kind of stuff, that sticks there for a couple of years. But those standard PRs were within the budget. So they will do like 3 PR a month and let it run for the first 2 months, then launch another 3 PR a month and let it launch. So they will point it to their website, to their social, to their LinkedIn, to their Instagram, and just try to get it as much as possible out there. So in that sense, when you type a person, that particular coach name out, you kind of see him everywhere. You see him on Twitter. I mean, the first one that usually comes out on the first page is usually Twitter. So they see you Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, and some videos, because they embed some videos into the PR and they launched it with the, and it gets ranked. Then it comes onto the website. Then they start seeing them in the news. Okay, you appeared in Digital Journal. When I click on the news, you are there. You're here. So that's pretty good for brand management, reputation management. If you have a bad review, launching a PR for a couple of months, maybe a 2 to 3 months campaign is definitely going to push that aside, because you're kind of getting like 200 over links or more sometimes just on your brand. So that's effective as a personal branding exercise, I would say. So for someone who's starting out with a new agency or starting out with a new course or wants to become a coach or whatever, this is the best and cheapest way to get your name out there fast and effectively. That's how I would say that.
Yeah. So you've mentioned a couple of times, Nick, that people are running 3 or 4 PR campaigns every month or two. What does something like that on average cost? Now, I know the cost is going to depend on a couple of different factors.
Yes, but something like that would cost maybe about, So, I mean, we have many packages that we have. So something like that could cost somewhere around $200.
Mm-hmm.
$250 around there, give or take.
Rough idea of the price point for that stuff. We are
slightly on a higher end. We are slightly on the higher end, that's for sure. But the reason we are slightly on the high end is because of the amount of optimization that we do. So it's not just running a PR for you, right? A lot of consultation. I mean, those who have worked with me before would know that I spend a lot of time and sometimes a few hours or something, even a few days, doing consultation with them before you even run a PR. So much so that some people think that, dude, just give me the backlinks, stop being a busybody, stop asking me so much of questions, just give me the damn bloody backlinks, right? Yeah. But it's not so much of just giving you the backlinks, right? Because I'm just asking you, what are you going to use this for? How long are you going to run it, right? What do you want to see out of this? What are your objectives? So I ask all the kind of questions, right? And And sometimes it kind of pisses people off because I'm asking them too much of questions. But we need to do that because we need to look, for example, like if you launch a PR now, and I say, okay, maybe this is not enough, because while my KGB guys and MI6 guys looking around, they said, you can't find this guy anywhere. One PR is not going to do for him. Not going to do anything for him, right? So you need to propose a 2 months campaign or a 1 month campaign where you run 3 PR. So that's what I would tell them. Look, you need to run 3 PR. Whether you have the budget, we can work on the budget with you. But we just want to see you succeed in this. We don't want you to run one PR and say it doesn't work because it wasn't enough, and says I will never use a PR again because it failed me. In most cases, it's not because of that. It's because of the strategy behind it, right? So we are very into the strategy part than just the execution part of the PR. Yeah.
Yeah. What I also want to touch on as well, next, is obviously the PR has those benefits, you know, link juice, brandability, and so on. But obviously, as my own reputation has grown, I have looked into getting other things such as the knowledge graph, Wikipedia, and that type of thing. And obviously PR helps with those things as well, because in order to get the likes of a Wikipedia page, you have to be seen as a noteworthy person. Yeah. What is a noteworthy person? Someone who's in the news a lot. So this stuff all has a knock-on effect. If you want a Wikipedia, you want the knowledge graph, the feature snippets, and you know, even down to the likes of social media verification and that type of thing, PR goes a long way to helping that. And that's something I just wanted to also throw into the mix for the guys listening, because some people say, well, to hell with PR, you know, I could spend money on some more guest posts. There's more benefits to PR if you understand the mechanics of how everything pulls together and works hand in hand, which PR and getting that Wikipedia or that social media verification and everything else, which we all want. Listen, we all want to be the biggest name in what we do. We all want a Wikipedia. We all want that blue tick in social media. Yeah. And for me, you know, just doing my research, I found, you know, and I've asked people, like, what's it going to take for me to get a Wikipedia page? And they're just like, dude, you need more PR. Enough about you out there, which is why people should consistently do this stuff, not just a one-off, but over a period of time, whether you're in the news in 2017, 2018, 2019, 2020, you know, if someone's going to look at that and some of that stuff sticks, then you are going to be seen as a noteworthy person. So it's worth bearing in mind. But do you ever come across guys that that potentially come to you with a view to doing Wikipedia stuff and social media stuff? Or is that something you don't get involved in too much?
We do get this request from mostly from coaches or some established 8-figure or 7-figure digital entrepreneurs who are building a great business, but just not known on this. They just don't have a knowledge graph, right? Or they just not in Wikipedia. And it takes a lot of effort to get you into Wikipedia or the knowledge graph based on PR, right? Because when they give me a example of someone that has gone into the knowledge graph in the industry, and when we look back at that guy, he has like maybe 6, 7, 8 years of press releases or PR mentioned or media mentioned about him on videos, tons and tons of videos about him, and mentioned in he's appeared in many conferences and all this kind of stuff. And because his name is used, has been typed out so much that people are searching him so much, he would appear on a knowledge graph. So yes, a PR can be used for this, and it needs to be consistent. The issue with a lot of them who want to do this, they're not consistent. Like they'll do like maybe 2 PR a month, then they just kind of lay off and do it another 6 months. So it's just not enough, because we need to realize that, for example, like just take a popular guy, right? I'll just say a celebrity, right? The amount of PR, because I've been in this industry before, where we work with celebrities and all that. When we work with these celebrities, right, the amount of PR that goes out for that celebrity or for a show or for a conference is massive. It's really massive, right? We're talking about public relations vomit, right? Yeah, it's basically vomiting out public relations. You got TV, you got magazines, you got online, you got influencers, you got talk shows, you got radio shows. And you know, when they're launching a particular series, for example, or doing a tour, right, they will probably visit like 30 to 40 radio stations in one city, yeah, and jump to the next city and go again, 30 to 40 radio stations, appear in morning talk shows, come out in magazines, do photo shoot, this and that, do special events in some home, and all that is just PR basically. So they're talking about a massive amount of PR for 6 or 7 months and spending millions of dollars on PR, but people don't see that. They just, oh, it's PR, but it's millions of dollars on PR. So of course they're gonna come out in the knowledge graph, and Google's gonna say, hey, this guy's, you know, relevancy, the name to the PR makes some relevance, right? And so it comes out, unless if you want it fast, you can always do a song or become a singer and you'll definitely get the blue tick and knowledge graph in Wikipedia, you know? So that's the fastest way of getting a Wikipedia knowledge graph blue tick, is to become a celebrity singer and start singing some songs. That's pretty fast. You can do that in a couple of months. But if you're talking from a business point of view, yeah, it'll take a massive amount of PR, which all savvy business people know that. And that's why they are always doing, like for example, I'll just take you, for example. You, last year before the COVID, you attended massive amount of conferences. So that is PR in a sense. And yeah, and that has made you an influencer. And that has given you a lot of social mentions and all that, because that's PR for you. So doing a conference is considered PR in that sense, right?
Yeah.
So when you have a guy who is doing well in business, 6, 7, 8 figures, but he doesn't do any PR, it's gonna take some time. It's like starting from scratch, like building him all the way up, right, to celebrity status or authority status, right? So it'll take some time, but it can be done, definitely
for sure. Yeah. No, I think, and obviously, as I say, that's normally the objective for anyone that, you know, wants to be a speaker or good at what they do. Do yeah. consider PR from that point of view as well. Don't just consider it from a link juice point of view. Although yeah. link juice as an SEO, let's not kid ourselves, it still works.
That's for sure.
But obviously, for this show, I wanted to cover a couple of different benefits to PR, but there's more benefits than just the stuff we've covered. But you mentioned celebrities and stuff like that. Now, you're saying celebrities get so much PR. Like, does every celebrity just have a full-time PR person? Is that how that works?
Oh, yeah, definitely. So their agents will have PR people running for them to control the narratives that people say about them, to control any reputation management for them. So the PR is always there. Running for them. Like, I remember when we had to work for a brand that were promoting Neymar, you know, the Brazilian guy, the footballer.
Yeah.
And we were doing a campaign. It's called a 100 Plus campaign. It was for a drink.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can you still hear me? Yeah. Lost it for a while.
Yeah.
So the first team that came from Brazil to Malaysia for that campaign was their PR guy. Their PR team came in here and said, okay, this is what we're gonna do. This is the narratives, this is how we're gonna position him, this is what we're gonna say, and this is where we wanna go. These are the radio stations we want to go. These are the questions you can ask him. These are the questions you cannot ask him. Blah, blah, blah. So the PR team was here first doing all that before anybody else came in. So once that was done, then, you know, we could meet him and things that we could do or we couldn't do, fans, what kind of fans could we bring in and all that kind of stuff. Everything was run by the PR company. And everything was systematically done so that they knew, okay, when he does this, he does this, he does this, he does this, this is what happens. Even from the clothing that he wore, because he had works with Nike. So these are the colors he's going to wear today. This is the colors he's going to wear today. This is the colors he's going to wear today. These are the shoes. Everything was PR, right? So massive.
It goes down on a real serious level then, down to what you can ask him. I'm just curious. I've never done anything with, you know, someone as high profile as Neymar. I would always be curious to hear about.
We can do that. The simplest thing we ask is this: how do you promote yourself every day, 24/7, 365 days? What can I do to promote myself every single day via PR? Yeah. That's the question that we ask. This is what we learn from the celebrity PRs. I would say it's from the celebrities and from their PR firms. That's the question they ask every day. What can I do to promote this guy to the world? 24/7, 365 days.
Do you never run out of ideas? Like,
no, so man.
You've got someone, right, and they're going to say, I'm the best at SEO, I'm the best speaker, I've given away a free course, I've done this, I've done that, but surely you cannot do PR.
There is so many ways you can do PR, right? There's like thousands of ways to do from a personal branding point of view. There's thousands of ways to do from a business point of view, from a course point of view, from a personal family point of view. From that person itself, not as a business brand, but himself, you yourself, you know, towards society. So I'll just give you an example, right? Well, when Bill Gates formed Microsoft, right? He was one of the, nobody really liked Bill Gates a lot because of his arrogance and all. You know, this young, scrawny guy who's extremely arrogant, and he wasn't really a good boss, I will say. By him moving towards the health industry or becoming a philanthropist and giving away his billions, overnight kind of shifted his PR, his image to the Mr. Good Guy, right?
Yeah.
Let's not talk about the COVID part, okay? Because let's not talk about all the conspiracies and all that kind of stuff. But Bill Gates, this irritating young lad who was extremely annoying and rude, shifted his entire when he went into philanthropy and helping the world with health and all. He became overnight success. His PR changed. He became one of the most top guys, you know, besides having his billions, but now one of the most loved guys because he was helping, doing research and all that. So people loved him because of that. And everybody wanted everybody loved him. But, don't talk about COVID, but at the time when he shifted that, so can you imagine a shift in the narrative just because of PR? And he had so much of free publicity. And because of that, he made his billions. He built the company's reputation and himself. And Microsoft grew bigger, in fact, because of his reputation. Microsoft, people trusted him. People trusted Microsoft. So, that's what he can do for you, PR.
Yeah. No, it's interesting, very interesting stuff. I think PR is a lot bigger than we probably, as digital marketers, give it credit for, I think, which is obviously why I wanted to talk to you about some of the things that go on. And as you say, you could probably talk all day about different types of PR, different angles, and all of that stuff, but we don't want to bore everyone to tears. So in order to wrap up this particular episode of the podcast, if someone wants to start out building a brand and need some PR, how the hell do they get in touch with you? Where can you be found?
Okay, so I'm found everywhere on social media. I practically am awake 24/7. So just drop me a message. You can post up my Facebook page. Just no worries. Just drop me a message. I'm on a platform called Legit. You can get me or you can see me on Legit. I don't have my website yet. I get a lot of I never needed one. So, but we are kind of building one now.
Come on, man.
So I'm always embarrassed to say that, but for the last 6 years, we never had a website. a functional working website, I would say. So we're building one this year, so that will be out. But I'm on social media everywhere. You can see me, the guy with the mug. I'm holding the mug, and you see me everywhere. Just drop me a message. I'm very, very friendly, unless you're selling me backlinks. But just drop me a message. I'm willing to talk to you, very agency, freelancer, individual, business, or whatever. I'm game to speak to you because I'm really passionate about this industry, and I think it's just going to be something that's going to be flying after the COVID or during the COVID. So, in fact, our business kind of picked up during the COVID season when everybody started realizing that digital PR was essential because they had to close their business down. So we saw a spike in our orders and our inquiries and agencies, and even traditional agencies are now coming on board and being partners with us because they know that traditional is dead. It's like basically almost dead. So they need to use digital now. And agencies are coming on board. And everybody, I mean, even personal development guys are all coming to us, and we're getting a lot of that inquiries of how to build your brand, like what we're talking about, just how to build a brand. Of course, SEO is SEO, but all the other aspects are all coming on board. Like even guys who launch conferences, they are launching PR before the conferences just to build a brand, just get more ticket sales and all that kind of stuff. So, because if anybody were to go online and to check about the conferences, they can see a PR written about the conferences. That gives some sort of validity and authority towards the conference and their speaker. So people tend to buy the tickets just to go and view them because of that. So, yeah, it's massive now. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's definitely massive, and I think something that people should double down and take full advantage of, just, you know, not even for the short term, for the longer term benefits that it all provides.
Yeah. And it's extremely cheap now, Craig. I mean, let's not talk about traditional PR. I mean, 6 years ago, if I wanted to get into one news outlet, it would cost me like $10,000, right, just to get me into one small outlet or to get just an interview, right? It's not that anymore. Now, for less than $100, you can get yourself into 200 news, top news sites. That could never happen 6, 7, 8 years ago, but it's happening now, and it's crazy, right? Like for example, right, this is something like what we would say, right? Get on YouTube, guys. Make a video, become rich from YouTube, right? You can make money on YouTube, free platform. Just put your damn videos up there, and you can do something with it, right? The same thing with PR. For less than $100, you can do that, and people are not using that. It's crazy. That's crazy, I'll say.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Take full advantage, guys. Anyone, start doing it. It's not, you know, I always thought PR was always going to cost thousands and thousands and thousands of pounds. And now you look around and guys are selling nice gigs on, like, legit, which your legit link will go below when this goes live. You can order from Nix and try it out, see where it goes, and obviously scale up from there and get more of that stuff. While it's working, take full advantage. I'm pretty sure digital PR is not going anywhere anytime fast anyway, but while it's hot and cheap, I would be knuckling down and taking advantage because
definitely.
Everyone is, and when everyone does, the price is going to increase and due to demand. So strike while the iron's hot, or you'll be watching this video in a few years' time going, fuck, I should have jumped in because it's going to cost a lot more. So
definitely.
So Nix, thank you very much for your time today.
Amen.
Sharing your tips and advice, and guys, the links are below for Nix's social profiles and his legit, and hopefully we'll see Spine PR on the internet soon as well. So good luck with the new website.
Hey, thanks Craig, thanks for having me. It's a real pleasure talking to you guys. Cheers.
No one.